On Chris Deals With It, I talk about the frameworks and methods I use to clear personal, creative, and professional roadblocks. My goal is to help others bridge the gap between where they're at now and what they want to achieve. If you're new to the show, I'm an engineer, writer, parent, game designer, leader, and reader who leverages that experience to develop creative solutions to problems. An AI statement that all elements of this episode are products of the author, Chris Kreuter, and made without the use of any AI tools. Welcome to episode 58 of Chris Deals With It. Virality is temporary. In addition to the podcast, I put out a monthly email newsletter. Back in March, I experimented with a personal reflection about virality, algorithms, and social media. The response was overwhelmingly positive, so on today's episode, I want to share it on the podcast to reach a wider audience. I recently battled a nasty stomach bug. It sapped me of strength and robbed me of productive time. In its worst moments, it became this all-encompassing journey of shock and delirium. Despite the awfulness, the experience did remind me of the other kind of virality, the kind that people actually chase, one they gladly catch over and over as if it's some magic elixir. But virality is temporary. Every day I witness people gambling with algorithms. They're posing at weird angles, bumbling through five-second dance routines, straining to catch the light just right off their Frappuccino, chasing the bug in the hope of attaining status and influence. And many people are addicted to this chase to the point where they're scrolling phones while driving through school zones, which is something I've witnessed at least three times around my kids' elementary school in March alone. It's infuriating. But at this point, the possibility of virality online is pretty much out of any person's control. And if you were to catch a strain of it, its potency and duration are far reduced from earlier days of the internet and social media. This is due to the incredible volume of content, the pace at which it's delivered, and the shortening attention spans who are swiping through it. I'm sorry, but if by some viral blessing, millions of other humans suddenly became aware of my work, I don't want it to be from some silly hockey meme or an artfully filtered photo of a bookshelf or doing a TikTok dance in parachute pants. And yes, there would be parachute pants. I'd want it to be something of substance, a novel, a podcast, a news piece, a pithy quote at the very least. And I know that's not how it works, which is why I refuse to chase it, because virality is temporary. And even the gradual amassing of followers is a fool's errand too. The conversion rates from turning social media followers to readers and listeners, it's pretty awful. Sure, maybe it hurts the speed at which I acquire readers, listeners, fans. I wouldn't doubt that it's likely holding me back from getting a literary agent or getting traditionally published. Yet I'm not willing to sell out to social media behemoths and their algorithms that I abhor just to boost sales and notoriety. Social media is damaging society. It warps kids' sense of reality and their self-esteem. It's made us more divisive than ever. Like a stomach bug, it consumes so many otherwise productive hours of human lives. What I work on and how I work on it aren't going to be altered forever by one off week recovering from a viral impact. But what would shift all the what's, how's, and why's of my life and work? That's going to be books, conversations with friends, good movies and shows, experiences with family, journeys into nature, basically long-form content rooted IRL. I mostly control the algorithm and feed of what I consume, and I apply careful filters that protect my time, attention, and capacity for rational thought. I make sure to leave plenty of room for new experiences, outside perspectives, and growth opportunities, but I also give myself the grace of solitude to consider them and their place in my life. Over the last year or so, I've noticed more of a societal pushback against these platforms, this grand failing experiment of social media and interaction. I'll admit this is more of a gut feeling, sorry I had to, but it's one that I welcome. I will do what I can to foster this pushback, which is why you're not going to find me or Kreuter Studios active on Instagram or TikTok, Snapchat, or whatever the cool virus-chasing people are spreading their strains of content on these days. Old man shaking fist at the cloud. But, you know, my Facebook and LinkedIn profiles are things I don't actively post to. They'll occasionally get checked for messages, but when I do, I'm using a browser extension that's going to block their news feeds. And I'm really trying hard not to sound preachy about this, to not scream and rage and shake people in the street, get off social media, but it's so hard. Perhaps I can act like a pharmacist here. I'm there to help as best as I can when people decide they've lost enough life force to the viruses. And listen, if this affects you at all, please spread it to others. But no pressure, I'm not looking to go viral after all. I'll end with a quick quote from Herman Melville. It is better to fail in originality than to succeed in imitation. And with that, have a great day. If you feel that Chris dealt with it, I'd appreciate your support of the show by sharing it with someone who might benefit. Ratings on your favorite podcast player are also helpful in growing the audience. Visit chriskreuter.com for free downloadable PDFs with notes and resources from today's episode, sign up for the CDWI mailing list, or to send in your problems or requests for future shows. That's chriskreuter.com or use the link in the show notes.